Well, the story is told of a sergeant who really wanted to impress the new recruits. Just as a new private was coming into the office, he picked up the telephone and with a very official sounding voice spoke into the phone. "Yes, General, I think that's an excellent plan. Thank you for passing that by me. Call me anytime you need advice. In general, perhaps we'll have time to have lunch together sometime soon." And so the sergeant hung up the phone and he turned to the private with confidence and said, "Now, what can I do for you?" And the private slowly and very sheepishly replied, "Well, sir, I'm just here to hook up your phone." Deception. People trying to deceive, to make things look like what they really aren't. And unfortunately, a lot of that goes around. I mean, if you've ever picked up a bag of potato chips and you open it and the bag is this big, but the potato chips are down about there. You know, it looks deceiving. It's just that much, not that much. Of course, that's so that your chips don't get crushed, right? Deception. I remember seeing something once described as genuine imitation leather. It wasn't fake imitation leather. No. It was genuine imitation leather. Doesn't that make you feel good, eh? You know, anything that can be done to deceive, it seems it goes around. And really, we don't like deception. It bothers us. We don't like it when someone tries to misrepresent the truth, when they put on a false front. We want people to be real. And when someone isn't being real, when someone says one thing and lives another way or whatever else, we use the term hypocrite. A hypocrite comes from the Latin word meaning an actor, someone who is playing a part. They're putting on a different face each day. They are playing a part. They are not representing the truth. They are deceiving. Now, in a play, that's okay. But in real life, we don't like that. And so we shun hypocrisy, deceit. And we are attracted to authenticity. People who are honest and genuine. We like it when people are real. We like it when we can trust somebody for who they are. And they are authentic. What you see is what you get. And there's something about that is appealing when people are real. And I say all that to say that authenticity is something that God also desires of us. When we are real. Remember last week I referred to a verse from Psalm 51, verse 6. It says, "You desire truth in the inner parts." You desire truth in the inner parts. Truth needs to come from deep within us. It's not something that we just plaster on from time to time. It's not something that we put on like this, a coat or a jacket, and then later on we can take it off and put something else on. It's part of our lives. It has to come from deep within us. If it's from deep within us, it will stick. God's desire for us is to be a people who are a people of truth. That we are a people who are authentic. That we are real. A Christian leader recently said this. He said, "The greatest need in the church today is for those who have experienced God's grace and are filled with His presence, power, and passion to live authentic lives. The greatest need is for God's people to live authentic lives, to be who we say we are, to be real, to not put on a false front. Of all the places in the world where people should find authentic lives, it's in the church. And yet sometimes the church is one of the hardest places to find authenticity. Oftentimes, we're not real. Oftentimes, we're afraid to be authentic because we don't want anyone to think ill of us. We don't think anyone would appreciate the real me with all my faults and failings. And so we cover those up. We push them aside. We put on our everything is great in my life suit. Sunday morning, what am I going to wear? Oh, yes, here's my everything is great in my life suit. I think I'll put that on today. Oh, here I am. How you doing? Oh, everything's wonderful. Got it all together. And so we hide who we really are. We hide our failures. We pretend there's nothing wrong. We come, we smile, we sing, but we don't really reveal our struggle. Because if we do, we're vulnerable. We don't like that. And the truth is, sometimes the church is the hardest place to be real. And yet that's where it's needed the most. And that's what I want us to focus on this morning. Living authentic lives. Being real. Of all the places in the world, the church should be the place where we are the most comfortable being real. Going back to Psalm 51:6, you desire truth in the inner parts. Truth, as I said, isn't just something we can put on. It's something that needs to be an integral part of our lives. If we have truth in the inner parts, then we will be living authentic lives all the time. So what does it mean to live authentic lives? First of all, living authentically means accepting yourself. It means just being you. I remember many years ago when I first started in the ministry, I made a conscious decision not to watch television preachers. And looking back, I'm sure I could have learned a lot from them, but the reason I didn't watch is because I found myself trying to imitate them. Now, I'm sure there were some good things to imitate from the experienced people. I'm sure there was, and I probably would have gained some things, but I didn't want to try to be a carbon copy of someone else. Someone else's style, someone else's method. I wasn't them. I was me. And I had to learn, sometimes the hard way. And God has made us unique, each one. The good news is, you don't have to be like someone else. Certainly we can pick up positive traits from one another, and we can learn from one another. But in the end, we are different. Some of us are very different from one another, and that's okay. Living authentically begins by accepting ourselves for who we are. Be yourself. Don't try to duplicate someone else. If God wanted two of that person, he would have made them with a twin. Be yourself. As a church, we need to be careful not to try to fit everybody into the same mold. Some will have some interests and talents. Others will have different interests and talents. Some will like some things. Others will like other things. There's no reason for all of us to think alike, look alike, talk alike, act alike, and have the same likes. Psalm 139:14 says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. There are all sorts of gifts and temperaments in the church. Praise the Lord for that. We need it. We come in different we come in different shapes and sizes. We come with different likes and dislikes. We come with different talents and interests. We come with different color hair and eyes, and some with very little hair. But we are different, and that's okay. So being authentic, living authentically begins with being comfortable with who you are. Being real inside. Don't try to be someone you're not. That's a start. Secondly, living authentically means being honest about our failure. Honesty. We have to look at who we are and accept who we are, but then we have to also look at our failure and be honest about that. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, we looked at that recently too. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we claim to be without sin, we're only deceiving ourselves. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Who are we kidding when we try to hide our failure? We've all sinned. We've all fallen short. We don't do anyone any favors, especially ourselves, when we try to hide our failures. But the problem is, as the church, we have taken on the assumption that the best thing to do is to cover up our failures. We could even convince ourselves that it's the right thing to do because, you know, we don't want to let anybody else down. And so we have to put up a good impression, and everything has to be great. And we know it's not like that. But by not being honest about our failure, we create a culture where other or new Christians feel that they have to be perfect in order to fit in. And they're not. And so they don't fit in. And it's no wonder that so many people don't want to come to church when they see it as a place for perfect people. If they only knew the truth. We are far from perfect. We may have a perfect love, and in fact, we are commanded to have love for one another, but our actions and sometimes our thoughts are far from perfect. If we can only be real, if we can be authentic, then others who are struggling will see that they fit in as well. Why do alcoholics feel comfortable going to AA meetings? Because they know they won't be judged. They know they won't be judged because they know that everyone else there is also struggling with alcohol. The church is a place for sinners. The church is a place for people who are broken. We don't need to feel we have to hide that. I want us, this church here, to be known as a place where broken people feel. feel welcome. I don't know how we get there, but that's what's on my heart. I want this church to be a place where people who are broken would feel so loved of God and part of God's desire for them that they would be here. And that will only happen when we are authentic, when we are real. Someone once said, if being part of the Christian community is merely putting on a good front and pretending to be something we're not, then we might as well sleep in. God wants us to be authentic. God wants us to be honest about our failure. In fact, He delights in it. Living authentically means accepting ourselves for who we are inwardly. It means being honest about our failure. And thirdly, living authentically means we open the door for God to do a work within us. You see, God has a desire to do something in us that is going to blow our minds. That is way more than we could ever imagine. But it's blocked when we aren't being real. If we're not being honest. If we're trying to be somebody that we're not, or if we're trying to hide what we are, then we've tied God's hand, so to speak. But if we live authentically, if we are honest about our failure, if we're honest with who we are, it opens the door for God to do a work within us. As long as we are living a lie, as long as we're pretending to be someone that we're not, there's no room for God to work in our lives. God cannot work with dishonesty. 1 John 1:8, we referred to that a moment ago. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But look at that very next verse. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Look at the work that God wants to do within us if we are just honest about it. Being authentic opens the door for God to do an incredible work in us. If we aren't going to receive that. If we hide, if we go away, if we hide the truth, if we don't face reality, then God's work can't happen in our hearts, in our lives. But John is saying, if we are honest, if we face the reality that we have fallen, that we are human, that we have messed up, if we face that, if we confess that, what does John say? He says, God will do a work in us. He will forgive us and He will purify us. When we're real, this is the good news. I love it. When we are real, God's grace is sufficient for all our failings, for all our problems, for all our fears, for all our trials. Friends, we have no need to put on an act. God loves you already, just the way you are. There's nothing you can do to make God love you less. There's nothing you can do to make God love you more. He already loves you. And He desires to do a work in you and through you. When we are real, we don't need to hide anything. When we are real, we don't need to be afraid. God has already told us how He will respond to our honesty. That's the beauty of being real. And when we are authentic, we become a powerful, powerful source of inspiration to others. When we are authentic, when we are real, we open the door for others to be real as well, and thereby receive the grace and healing touch of God the Father. It gives them the courage to say, "Hey, I'm broken too." And it's only then that the work that God wants to do can really happen. My friends, I want us to be a people. I want us to be a church where we are real. This is one of the reasons why we have a men's group on Saturday mornings. A place where we can be real. We should be real all the time, okay? We're just starting with a Saturday morning men's group. We should be real all the time, and we need to be. That's what it's about. Whenever God's people come together, we need to be real. Not only does God do a tremendous work in us when we are real, I believe he does a tremendous work through us. Because that's when others can also embrace the reality of a gracious and loving God. So my friends, let's let God do his work. Let's open the doors for his ministry among us and through us. Let's be people who are real, who are authentic. And I just want to encourage you this morning that if there's any area of your life where you're not being real, talk to God about that. Let him minister his grace to you. Let him touch you and tell you, "My son, my daughter, I want you to know that I love you. I want you to know that I understand you've fallen in this area, and I'm here to help you. I'm here to work in your life." And you know, that's what God wants to do. But it begins with us being real. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just come before you this morning. And Lord, I pray that you would help us as your people to be a people who are authentic. That what we see is what we get, Lord. That we don't have to put on a front. We don't have to pretend we're something that we're not. We don't have to try to make a certain type of impression. Lord, we are people. We have our problems. There are times where we have failed. But Lord, your grace is sufficient. And so, Lord, we call upon you to work in us what is good and pleasing according to your will. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.